You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, here we go again with the new round of fear-mongering. Now, this article was published on the 20th of July. As long as it is, I'm going to try my best to boil it down because I want you guys to listen very carefully to some of the words and phrases that are used throughout this article. Now, this article was published on the 20th of July. Delta variant. So we all know what we're talking about here. A perfect storm is brewing in certain parts of America, health officials explain. Unvaccinated individuals are experiencing a sharp rise in new Charlie 19 cases as the Delta variant becomes increasingly pervasive across the U.S. Right out the gate. They're trying to shame people who have not gotten the poke. According to CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, the Delta variant now accounts for 83% of all Charlie 19 cases in the U.S., a 33% increase from 2 weeks ago. Walensky added that 99.5% of all Charlie 19 related deaths in the country over recent months have been among unvaccinated Americans. They are pulling out all the stops to try to scare people into getting the jab. I don't think so. Current Charlie 19 hotspots in the U.S. include Missouri, Arkansas, and Florida. According to the Mayo Clinic, highlighting Parekh's point, Florida now leads the U.S. in Charlie 19 cases, accounting for roughly 20% of all new infections in the country. Ironic, Florida was one of the first states to actually go against the grain and pretty much say, screw the CDC. Now they're trying to say that Florida has pretty much the most cases of Charlie 19. I mean, let's put two and two together here and get four. That's what's really driving what we're seeing nationally. A threefold increase in cases up to about 30,000. 7-day average hospitalizations are going up, Parekh said. Again, get this, gentlemen. The vaccines are the answer here, and masking will be critical as well. Once again, if you've gotten the jab, why do you need to be masked? Scooby-Doo mystery here. Once again, us common sense people are going to put two and two together and get four. Unlike these idiotic people who are trying to shame everybody else into getting the jab, they're putting two and two together and getting 12. I don't get it. Most of the remaining unvaccinated Americans haven't budged from their positions of opting out of the vaccine. Let's see. To use a famous phrase that is popular with people who decide to go to Planned Parenthood, my body, my choice. If someone says they don't want to take the jab, that should be the end of the conversation. But oh, no, 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 no. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that France is actually trying to go so far as to send people to prison who can't prove that they got the poke. Is it really about trying to save society? No. At that point, it's about control. I mean, ironic, isn't it? You have places like Krispy Kreme donuts who are saying, if you've got the jab, we'll give you a free donut. What? When you literally have lotteries for vaccinated people to prove that they got the poke, something is truly sinister about all of this. But hey, the sheeple, we know they're going to be sheeple. A recent poll of 1,715 U.S. adults from yahoonews.ugov found that only 29% of them believe the virus is more dangerous than vaccines. Meanwhile, 37% believe vaccines pose more of a risk. Once again, why am I going to inject something into my body of which I cannot sue the manufacturer? This has been one big, massive psyop. Seriously. Now, what I'm about to read, this right here is the icing on the cake for this article. What I'm most worried about is disinformation, which is the willful or falsification of information, Parikh said. That has to be the number one priority. This just cannot be acceptable. It's really important to get at the disinformation piece. The misinformation we're going to have to continue to work on. That's education, but combating disinformation needs to be the number one priority. Wow. Talk about in your face hypocrisy. Oh. Disinformation? Wow. I can't. Let me pull that back. I actually can believe that someone would finally say something like this. You want to talk about misinformation? Oh, wow. Social media plays a major role in disseminating disinformation. Really? You want to talk about disinformation? Why is it that every channel that actually talked about the Charlie 19 got threatened with strikes? They were taken down, some of them, and told that they were disseminating misinformation when they were actually talking about, you know, the side effects of the vaccine. Facebook has recently come under fire for not doing enough to stop Charlie 19 related disinformation on its platform. Really? How many people got banned from Facebook or had their accounts, you know, put into Facebook jail for talking about C-19, for talking about the jab? Oh, come on now. With President Biden going so far as to say companies like Facebook were quote unquote killing people. Oh, you're gonna kill grandma if you don't get the poke. Man, that old broad gonna die anyway. But yeah. Now, ironic, this next phrase, excuse me. At the end of the day, Americans will have to decide for themselves. Okay. That right there should be the end of the conversation. If Americans have to decide for themselves and you decide not to get the poke, guess what? At that point, shut the hell up. My body, my choice. I choose not to be a lab rat. Thanks, but no thanks. Now, you can go ahead and read the rest of the article because, I mean, it is outright idiotic, the things that are printed in this article. But here's my opinion on all of this. If we're going to go in, let's go all the way in. Now, gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Let's just take, what would be a good example? Okay, bubonic plague. You can Google bubonic plague. You can see the outside, you know, the symptoms. You can actually see the damage that it does to the human body. Now, I've never seen anything so far as the Charlie 19. I've seen nothing. And ironically, me and my boss were talking about this the other day. Because, as you know, LA County has decided to reinstate the whole mask up. You know, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not, which, once again, this goes back to the whole fear-mongering thing. But I said, listen, here we go again. Oh, the Delta variant. Oh, it's so much deadlier than, you know, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, at this point, I want to see biblical levels of death and destruction. Seriously, I want to see people falling over in the street. I want to see something, you know, blood coming from their nose and mouth and eyes. I want to see crows pecking out eyes. I want to see the whole nine yards. I want to see fire and brimstone, damn near hell on earth. That's what I want to see. Then, hey, I have no choice but to believe. But it's this constant talking about it that has people so afraid. And it's like, well, do you actually know someone who's died from this? Well, you know, let me just show a whole bunch of images. And it's like, okay, well, what happened? Well, of course, they're going to trot somebody out to say, well, yes, I had it. This is what it was like. And I had to almost die so I can believe it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, once again, we refer back to the bubonic plague. You could actually see what the damage was to the human body. We want to see something like that. I think at this point in time, that's not too much to ask. Instead of all this gobbledygook and all this fear-mongering, no. Nope. I mean, with all of the safety gear that we have available, we should be able to say, yes, this person died from Charlie 19, and this is what happened to the body because of Charlie 19. Hey, seeing is believing, right? I'm just saying. But a couple of days ago, I heard something that literally, when I heard it, it had me damn near fuming. There was a guy in a checkout line talking to the cashier, and I was behind him. But this man literally said that, you know, his daughter, who's a doctor, told him if he does not get the jab, then he cannot see his own grandson. I was like, I just had a look on my face like, really? And of course, the cashier, she saw my look, and I just started shaking my head. And of course, after he finished checking out, we started talking about it. And she was like, wow, I cannot believe that his own daughter literally held his grandson hostage from him. I said, wow, we were thinking the exact same thing. Me personally, I would have took it to the next step. I would have instantly wrote them off on the spot. I would have told her that is the last time you ever speak to me. And the cashier agreed with me. She was like, that's just sick. I said, yeah, that is sick. But hey, that would have been the end. I would have cut them completely off. But ironic, isn't it? I am not surprised that there have not been people who literally said that. One parent against the other. Well, I want my child to get the poke. Well, I don't want my child to get the poke. Well, if they get the poke and you don't get the poke, then you can't see the child. Yeah. Me and the meat sack had one conversation about that. And I said, no. I told you from the beginning, I'm not taking the vaccine, end of. You and the kids, if y'all want to do that, fine. I'm not doing it. And she was like, you know what? I actually understand. Because she told me something that I didn't expect her to tell me. When she was studying in nursing school, she actually looked at the Tuskegee experiments. And she was like, well, I understand why Black people in general are very wary about this. So I can understand your position. I'm not going to push the issue. You don't want to get vaccinated? You know, cool. End of conversation. I said, yep, there you go. But yeah, to actually use the threat of not being able to see your children or grandchildren if you don't get the poke. Nah, that right there is a serious terrorist ideology if there ever was one. Nope. Hopefully, if someone's threatening you guys like that, you completely wrote them off. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the entire article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and the fact that you guys, I mean ladies, let me repeat that. You ladies are being used as the vessel to continue to push the fear-mongering in order to get men to follow along. We'll go out right along with it because you're not thinking further down the line with these vaccines. We've already seen some side effects that have not been talked about in the lamestream media. But one day, it'll all come to light. And it's going to be bad for a lot of people. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.